This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin addressed Chinese aggression in Southeast Asia on Tuesday through his integrated deterrence approach, declaring the U.S. seeks a stable relationship with China while working to resolve common challenges. Relations between the two world powers have deteriorated sharply in recent years over issues such as the independence of Taiwan and China's disputed maritime claims in the South China Sea. In a speech in Singapore, Austin said, "We will not flinch when our interests are threatened, yet we do not seek confrontation." He said as secretary, he's committed to pursuing a constructive, stable relationship with China, including stronger crisis communications with the People's Liberation Army. Austin is the first top official from the Biden administration to visit the region. He has not spoken with senior Chinese officials despite numerous attempts since he was confirmed as defense secretary in January. The man accused in the shooting deaths of eight people at three Atlanta, Georgia area Asian-run spas pleaded guilty Tuesday to four counts of murder in suburban Cherokee County, where he's now facing four consecutive sentences of life in prison without parole. But 22-year-old Robert Aaron Long could still face the death penalty if convicted in four more shooting deaths in nearby Fulton County, where he also faces charges of domestic terrorism in addition to murder. Long was arrested March 16th after a shooting spree at three Asian-run massage parlors outside Atlanta left eight people dead. Six of those killed were of Asian descent and two were white. A ninth person was injured. At the time, the shooting created a wave of fear in the Asian American community, which was already reeling from violence against Asians during the COVID-19 pandemic.